This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final hour, what's on your mind? Kevin Flynn in for Scott Henin. Jay Thomas hanging out with us today as well. This Friday edition of the show. Thanks to North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford for spending last hour with us on our talk radio town hall. Senator John Hoeven coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios. FreedomMattersUSA.com reminding you to get out and vote. You cannot sideline this one. You cannot sit this one out. Neither can your family nor friends. Do what you can to get out and get them out to vote. Brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is a company that does great things with the money that they make. You go on to patriotmobile.com and you can find out. They support companies and organizations like Turning Point USA and on down the line that not only share the beliefs that we have, actually do something about it. They give a lot of money. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to the organizations that I talked about. Go to patriotmobile.com now. You get a free activation. Code is FLAGFAMILY. Switching is super easy. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call their U.S. customer, U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Senator John Hoeven on with us. John, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Good, Kevin. Greetings to you. Greetings to your listeners. And, you know, today is opener for deer gun season, so I know a lot of folks are getting ready to get out there. This afternoon and have a great time. And so want to wish all of them good luck and the very best this year. And of course, be safe as they're out there. It's a big deal in North Dakota and hope everybody has a great year with their deer hunting.
Yeah. North Dakota today and then Minnesota tomorrow. Before sunrise tomorrow, I got to wait till noon in North Dakota today. But John, are you familiar with the song "The 30-Point Buck," the 30-pointer?
Yeah, sure am.
There you go.
Yes, of course, I am.
You're not going to get you're not going to get John Kennedy to know what the hell that song's about. I'll tell you that right now. But John Hoeven does.
I'll talk to him about buck fever. Yeah. He's so much fun. It's so fun to tease him, but you got to be careful because he's so darn clever. He always gets the upper hand, but. He's a good friend, and I'm sure they got a lot of deer down there in Louisiana. They're probably a little runty. Nice deer here in North Dakota. But, you know, Kevin, matter of fact, earlier this week I had a roundtable over at Game and Fish with the whole crew there. And as you know, we got a great group at Game and Fish led by Jeb Williams, the director, and had him and Scott Peterson, the deputy, and the guys. And then I also had Dr. Ethan Anders there, the state veterinarian, from Doug Goring's Department of Ag, North Dakota Department of Ag, because I've got a legislation that I think I'm going to get passed hopefully by year end here. It's called Chronic Wasting Disease Research and Management Act. And it passed the House, and I'm hoping I'll get it through by the end of the year because it really helps provide funding for research and also management. And it's good because it brings the whole the hunting crowd together with our farmers and ranchers. It's done in a really intelligent way, so it's not only Game and Fish working on it, but our Department of Ag, because as you know, we have deer in the wild, of course, and chronic wasting disease, but then there's also domestic herds, too. So this is really about getting on top of CWD, which is a big issue, because hunting and fishing is a huge thing in North Dakota. I know, because I love to do both.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think it really helped with what's a serious problem, which, of course, is CWD.
Yeah, in Minnesota we deal with the same thing. You know, I'm a Minnesota resident with the income from not only tourism but hunting and fishing is. I mean, I think it's number one. I'm not mistaken,
well,
behind
North,
tourism.
North Dakota, Kevin, in North Dakota, it's a $2 billion industry. It's probably obviously with the lakes and everything more than that in Minnesota. And you'll have more of a problem with chronic wasting disease. Our guys have done a better job of controlling it. In part just because you've got, more people, more deer in proximity. But yeah, exactly. It's a problem in both states, you know.
Well, John, I got to ask you. I've known you for a long time. I mean, since your governor days, I wouldn't say we're friends. We've crossed paths a number of times, and what I wanted to do today, filling in for.
I would say we're friends.
We can. All right. If you say that, then I'm definitely
we're
going with
man.
It, my friend. All right, my
all
friend.
All right. Good.
Well,
good.
And I look back and knowing you 20 plus years, and I, you know, knowing Mikey, and you've always any event we've ever had when from the governor days all the way through. You're a good man, and I want to put that out there first. And between what's going on in your campaign, I don't have a horse in the North Dakota race, but I'm watching as an outsider with the Rick Becker challenge coming in addition to the Democrat on the ticket as well. And I think one thing you one hit that you're taking, John, I'm just going to be the conduit here and tell you as a friend that I think that when it comes down to the mentality or the, you know, where you're both, you and Rick Becker are, I think you both have exactly the same ideas and the same goals and the same aspirations to shut this nonsense down. To, you know, we can go down the list of secure the border, et cetera, et cetera. But what I think when it comes right down to it, the reason that people may like him is it comes down to inflection. You know what I'm saying? Or tone or, you know, getting actually ticked off and sounding like it. And you are always so level-headed. And I give you credit for that, but how do you answer that? I mean, it seems to me like it's the same horse with two different colors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you make a really good point, Kevin. And you know, I'm always a guy that's oriented towards getting things done, working with people. Probably my governor background, but that should not be mistaken in any way, shape, or form for how hard I am fighting back and pushing back on the Biden agenda. I mean. Across the board. And again, like you say, I've got two opponents this time, so they both kind of work together and go after me. And one kind of will kind of say anything to get elected, and the other is just, obviously the Democrats on the Biden team. So, you know, that's how this goes nowadays. And, of course, they attack a lot because, you know, again, that's just how modern politics is. But anyone that's looked at my record will see that, you know, I consistently have pushed back fiercely on the Biden agenda. Whether it's the tax and spend, whether it's the overregulation, putting the handcuffs on our energy producers. I mean, take COVID, for example. I voted against every single one of his COVID mandates. I've sponsored or co-sponsored 12 different pieces of legislation to fight back, you know, on those things. And so, you know, all of these things, you know, I'm fighting tooth and nail. But I measure, and I get it, people are frustrated, so they want to hear somebody who's really out there. You know, talking in strong terms because they are frustrated with the Biden administration, rightly so. But again, I'm always oriented towards getting results.
Yep.
That should in no way, though, be mistaken for how fiercely I am pushing back and fighting for, you know, our state and our country, whether it's energy, ag, or small business, or, you know, our military, our veterans, security. I've been down to the border. Here's a good example. I've been down to the border three times this year working to get that thing secured. You know, so it's not just talking about it, it's the action to get it done. And the other thing is I'm in a position now, you know, because of my seniority with ag and energy to really do a lot for the state. So it's not just about talking about this stuff or how you talk about it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
It's what you do and getting things done. And you
once you're in the ring,
focus,
yep.
Yeah, you notice how I always focus on getting things done, working with people, the message, and I'll continue to fight for North Dakota, but I'm going to always fight in a way that, you know, I try to work with people, but I stand up strong and I work hard to get things done.
All right. We got a number of your constituents lined up here. Mike is in Fargo for Senator Hovind. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me, Kevin?
Yep. Gotcha.
Good. Hey, listen, I'm getting ready to go out deer hunting, so I'm sitting in my pickup, but I just want to relay a few things that I know about Senator Hovind and, I would say as a veteran and a military member, as I used to be, that I've never seen a senator or governor work harder for Grand Forks Air Force Base, Minot Air Force Base, new equipment, re-engineering B-52s, updating the Minuteman missile, getting Northrop Grumman, getting General Atomic on Grand Forks Air Force Base, reprogramming what the Global Hawk is doing. New facilities for the Army National Guard, the Air National Guard, And we had a cemetery issue with the National Cemetery in Fargo. And the senator brought in the assistant secretary of the VA that deals with cemeteries to solve the problem. His office fixed it. And he's doing that all the time. And I don't think he gets enough credit for all of those things, beyond the ag, beyond the energy. And I admire him for the campaign he's running. Is not negative at all. It's positive about what he has done, not what he wants to do in the future or what his opponent says he's been doing. And his opponent spent 10 years in the legislature, and all that I really know is he voted no against budgets. That's it. He never accomplished anything. He never trimmed the budgets, never had them modified, but just is going against the senator and hasn't accomplished a thing. And he's going to be an independent. He won't be on any committees.
Yeah.
The senator's going to be on great committees.
Well, and I recognize the voice now. That is retired Major General Mike Haugen, and I will take his word on that, on your support for all the military installations and what you do for North Dakota. No doubt about that.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get
welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Weekend just about here. Brought to you by our friends at Freedom Matters USA, live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios, on with North Dakota Senator John Hoeven for one more segment. Let's go rapid fire through these, John, quick. We've got some texts. Update, it says, why is Senator Hoeven not stopping the Chinese purchase of the land near the Grand Forks Air Force Base? I do believe that's a Grand Forks decision, but I know you're not a fan and not in favor of that, are you?
Correct. I mean, ultimately it's up to the city, but I've advised them to not work with Fufeng and instead to, you know, let's work to get an American company in there to do the egg processing they want. And so, you know, I've worked hard to get them to that point. They want to wait and see what the outcome is on the CFIUS review, which is Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. That's something that I triggered to make sure that, you know, we're looking at the security issues. I think there are security concerns. I've advised Mayor Bushinsky and the city to, you know, that they should stop with Fufeng and let's get an American company in there. I think they'll get there, but we're working to get that done. Yeah, and I've been very clear on that.
I got a couple of questions here first. Jay Thomas is going to join us here, but it says, ask Senator Hoeven if you're going to quit voting for so-called bipartisan infrastructure bills and any more money to Ukraine without checks and balances.
Well, again, you know, I've worked very hard to push back on all of the tax spending of the Biden administration. I'll continue to do that. And you got to remember that we worked to kill Build Back Better. That was $5 trillion. That passed the House, Kevin. If we hadn't worked in the Senate to kill it, that would have been $5 trillion more in funding that would have occurred. So, you know, we have to work to do that in terms of infrastructure. That was how we killed Build Back Better. And remember, with the infrastructure, not only do we get important funding for North Dakota, like over $400 million for flood protection here in Fargo, $600 million more for roads and bridges in North Dakota. That's a billion right there. And we also important funding to keep our coal plants in business. So what I'm telling you is I'm working to actually get an outcome where we fight back and prevent Biden spending versus just, you know, talking about it like my opponent who says one thing and does another. I'm working to get an outcome for North Dakota and for our country, and that means working to stop the Biden tax and spend agenda.
All right, we're trying to burn through these before the end. Eric is in Washburn. Eric, what's on your mind?
Thank you. You know, I was hearing the earlier questions about veterans, and, you know, I saw in Minot Daily News that you were with a World War II veteran, and reminded me of a story where you helped out some of my grandpa's Vietnam friends get their medals back after they lost them in the flood in Minot. And so just seems like there's no issue that's, you know, too small for you to do. Even as a senator, you know, you're doing all sorts of votes. But I guess my question is, you know, moving forward, what are you working on with veterans and you know, what's the next fight in that arena?
Gosh, there's so much, but, you know, on the veterans, again, Pat Efforts, who I worked to pass legislation for the Congressional Gold Medal because he was in a merchant mariner, and he's 97 years old. The Efforts family, great family from Belva, I was able to give him that award. It was so cool. Such a great veteran, part of America's generation.
Yeah.
And I know you want quick answers. I'd like to go on for a long time about him, Kevin, but also I'm working on this cemetery, the Fargo National Veterans Cemetery, and we are on our way. We're working with the Honor Guard, the veterans groups here, and I think we're going to make that thing as fantastic as the state veterans cemetery we have in Mandan, which is a big deal. But we've got so many folks involved now, and I'm committed to it. And what a great way to honor our veterans, our heroes, and their families.
Jake had a question.
Let me throw one more thing before you. See, Chris, I just, you know, at the top, and I meant to mention, you know, we work with Chris Larson to get booked on your show and all, and I just want to throw in a nice word about him. What a great guy. I've been out campaigning, and I was up in Mayville and saw him up there, you know, at the long-term care facility there, and I just wanted to give a shout-out. Great guy.
He is the super producer. Jake is in center, as a matter of fact. Jake wanted to talk about this Fargo National Cemetery. Jake, you're on with Senator John Holman.
Yeah, I didn't realize it would get covered so well. I kind of just wanted to thank, I guess, the senator because I've been, you know, that cemetery's been in the news and on the radio for whatever reason, drama or whatever, supporting it. But one constant in every story I hear about it is just that wouldn't have got off the ground and wouldn't have got the funding it needed had it not been for Senator Hoeven. So I just kind of wanted to call in and say
that. Very good. All right. Well, hey, you got Eric and Jake, John. There are your endorsements there.
Well,
Lisa's on. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it is a great project. All credit to the veterans, but I am excited about it. So I appreciate
right.
that.
Lisa's in Minot, wants to talk about the border. Lisa, what's on your mind? You're on with Senator Hoeven.
Hi, Senator. I've just seen the situation at our southern border as an absolute mess. And I'm just kind of concerned about the effects it's having on our country. I've noticed you've taken a couple of trips down there to see it firsthand, and I'm wondering if you can relay some things that you're doing to get that under control.
Aside from the 300 Americans that are dying every day from fentanyl poisoning? I mean,
Right on, Kevin and Lisa. I mean, it's not just the fact that people are coming across illegally because of the Biden policies. It's the fentanyl is coming in as the human trafficking. I've been down there three times this year. Two times, of course, with our guard, most recently in El Paso. Our helicopter group is flying the border, trying to interdict drugs and human trafficking and all that kind of thing, help the Customs and Border Protection. Also, I was at Del Rio sector before that, where we have members of the 957 and others who, you know, even saved lives of people in the river. And, you know, before that in the Rio Grande sector with Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, the Texas senators. Again, just pushing. We need to get that border closed, change in policy, build the border barrier. I am going to stay on this until we get it done. We've got to secure that border.
I will say that I went on to Kevin McCarthy's to the Commitment to America and read through all of that, and it's actually a plan. There's actually, you know, items on there in a strategic plan to get it done. Jay Thomas is in here with us. What'd you have, Jay?
Hey,
right on. I mean, if we just change the, you know, implement Public Health Order 42, the third safe country, remain in Mexico and build the border barrier, we can get it done.
There you go.
Hey, Senator Holman, I want to go back to Grand Forks. Do we have any idea of when this CFIUS review is going to be ready to roll?
Okay, so that's part of the problem. That's why I've come out and said very clearly, look, I know, again, Kevin and I and Marco Rubio triggered that review. We said, hey, you need this review. We asked them to do it. But the problem we find out is that's not as transparent as we feel it should be, where they put all the security issues on the table. Which is why I've gone back and said, hey, there's some security concerns here. You guys should move on. You should not work with Fufeng. Let's work to get an American company in there. They're telling me at this point, well, they'd like to see the CFIUS review completed. That could be another 45 days. It could be longer. So that's the situation. But, you know, as I said, I intend to continue to work to see that they, instead of Fufeng, that they ship to. I think we just need to get them to move on and move to an American company. And I think
it can't be that hard. I mean, it's a good investment. It's a good investment. We got about 30 seconds, Senator Hovind. I'll ask you this, because it came in on a text. Republicans get control of the Senate. What are you going to do to reverse the damage that Biden has done? I mean, I think we're going to win the House. We're going to win the Senate. I don't know where you start. Where are you at, and where does the Senate start once this happens in January?
You start at ground zero.
Yeah.
Clearly more to do, push back on these nominations and appointments, confirmations, which there's a lot we can do, but we need to win in 22 and then get the White House back in 24 to really get things back on the right track, and we're going to work hard to do that.
All right, Senator John Hovind. Thank you, my friend.
Guys, good to be with you.
All right, you bet. Travel safe on the campaign trail. And we'll see how it ends up. Coming up on Tuesday, get out and vote.
The big election is next week, and Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax every night this week talking about the real issues the big media won't. Rob shows how inflation really is killing us. Then Rob looks at our border, soaring crime, the dangers of the woke agenda, and more. And Rob speaks with the candidates in the big races that will change America. He talks the latest polls with Dick Morris and so much more. I watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax. You should, too. Millions are switching to Newsmax. And this weekend, Newsmax will be the only major cable channel airing President Trump's big rallies live. Get the Trump schedule from Newsmax. Just text the word RALLY to 39747. That's RALLY to 39747. That's how you get the Trump info and more. Text RALLY to 39747. That's RALLY to 39747. And be sure and watch Newsmax and Rob Schmidt today. You're going to love it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid called Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win. This marks Bibi's return to the Prime Minister's office less than 18 months after being ousted. Danny Ayalon on TRT World is the former Israeli deputy foreign minister.
So Netanyahu knows that although he got a clear mandate, still it would be better for him to govern from the center.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul has been released from a San Francisco hospital after he was attacked at his home last week. by a man illegally in our country. At the start of the year, Twitter had more than 7,500 employees. For some, today will be their last day at the social media giant as layoffs begin. The Houston Astros lead the World Series 3-2 over the Phillies. Game 6 is Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Got a text in request for the highwayman, Johnny Cash. I figured we had a couple of Johnny in here.
Tell that engineer to slow it down, or better still, just stop the train, because I want to look around.
There you go. Boy, I'd still, that movie, Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon playing June Carter Cash, that movie is so, we saw it like a week ago. That is so good. I said, if I come across it, that's when I'll stop on and watch it till the end. So good. Johnny Cash. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That is Mike Lindell and the team. Pretty much everything is on sale. There's either a BOGO deal going. There's always limited time discounts on different things across the website. They are too numerous to mention, between towels and sheets and pillows and mattress toppers and bed pillows and, all down the line. The simplest thing to do is just get on to MyPillow.com, and on the homepage, you scroll down on the right side there, you'll see radio listener specials. You just click that. You shop the whole site. There's specials there, but you can shop the whole site even if they aren't under the radio listener specials, and all you do is apply that promo code SCOTT, and you're set. Discounts will be applied. Insanely low price now on some different stuff, like that six-piece towel set's down under $40, and deep discounts across the website. Promo code is SCOTT. Promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com. Fantastic stuff. MyPillow slippers, the best slippers on the planet. And I've been through more than a few pair of slippers. And I know Jay has, too.
Oh, yeah.
Those bad boys.
Oh, buddy.
This part of the world.
I put them on, walk out to my sauna, get in the sauna, get out, put my slippers back on, walk back to the house.
Yep, foam. They got that foam in there, foam to your feet. Foam to your feet, fantastic. All right, we have open phones at the top of the hour, whatever's on your mind. We've covered a lot of stuff today with Brent Sanford and with John Hovind there. Weigh in, 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-217-76. And a couple texts in. If Republicans, let's see. It depends on which Republicans get control of the Senate and the House, if anything's going to happen. That's a good point. You know, there's so many of these mega, the greatest threat coming in. And I think if you are or qualify as a rhino, or Republican in name only, your days are numbered.
Yep.
I think McConnell's done in 2 years.
I hope so.
Even if they do have the majority. I hope so too.
There's some
talk about how great that guy. I get it. He's the tactician. He's the master. And I know that that federal politics is not like a UFC fight, although many people would like it to be. You know, there isn't that weigh in. There isn't that fist up battles taking those fakes. You know, they'd like it to be that way. But I think John Hovind makes a great point: is that the process in which you have to get done in the swamp, things done in the swamp, is thick and deep and murky, and if you don't know how to navigate those nasty waters and you're a newcomer, you might not have the leverage or the ability to do what you want to do. Just a thought. All right, what's on your mind? Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Ray.
Ray, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm driving around.
All right.
What's going on?
What's on your mind?
I was hearing about you guys. Well, we're changing our clocks this Sunday, right?
Yeah, we fall back.
Get rid of this.
Well, I was hearing about the solar power, and it doesn't work at night and everything like that. Do you guys remember back in, when we had the energy crisis in the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Carter decided to save energy. He was just going to change the clock and make daytime longer than nighttime or vice versa. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that. I remember my mother running around the house and putting damn stickers on every light switch to turn the lights off. And I remember that.
Exactly.
I remember sitting.
I remember sitting
at gas lines in our hometown.
I think it
depended on your address or the day of the week or something.
Yep.
Sitting on your license.
It was on your license. That's what it was. On your license plate. Yeah, my dad. Yep.
Well, anyway, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
We use more heating oil in the wintertime than in the summertime. Is that correct? So why doesn't pretty Joe Biden just turn the calendar ahead 6 months?
Yeah.
We don't use it like heating oil.
Yeah, you can do that in fairy dust land, can't you?
Sure.
In Unicornville. That's just all of a sudden it'll just be June. No problem.
Well, how about we do this, too? If the electric vehicles only have a range of 400 miles, why don't we just shorten the length of a mile?
Oh, man, you're brilliant.
Don't give these knuckleheads any ideas. Oh, man.
Hey, listen, you guys have a great weekend.
Oh, there he goes. There goes the great Ray on the road. That is fantastic.
Hey, how much does your range go down on one of these Teslas?
In the cold?
When you bag your buck and you got to throw the buck up on the car?
Listen, that paint job is like $10,000. You're not putting that stupid animal on my Tesla.
Okay.
Let's see. Kev, Jay, constant behavior is worth a lot in regards to Senator Hovind. A screaming person doesn't always get the job done. That's kind of my point. I mean, I know that D.C. is just a process, and and we all want it to happen right now. Get in the ring, finish the fight right now, today, tomorrow. And I do like the fact, like this commitment to America. You go on there and read about the border and public safety and national security and the steps in which specifically they're going to take on Kevin McCarthy's website. And then you listen to people like Joe Biden and Barack Obama run their mouths about absolutely nothing that's any real problem. It's mind-boggling to me. Let's see. What is John Hovind doing for the disgusting treatment of the J6 political prisoners? Boy, I don't know that anybody can do anything with that. I don't know. That's just sad. The people are being held without due process.
That's right.
For
a long time they've been
years,
held.
Long time. John and Annetta is on deck. We've got, who's this? What's on your mind?
Hello?
Jim. Hey, Jim, where are you calling from, buddy?
He's calling from his Tesla.
His Tesla, yeah. What's on your mind?
What I wanted to say about these rhinos. My favorite line when President Trump was in office, Mitch McConnell says, well, we don't move government that fast. Because he's trying to get things done in 4 years or more. But my favorite line on the bloviated Barack Obama was, what did he do, wave a magic wand? Well, dang right he did. He got stuff done, and he needs to get back in there and finish the job.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Jim. The magic wand thing was so condescending.
No.
That was so, to me, so condescending. It's like, well, okay, just watch.
Well, look how low they've gotten now. What was it? Was it yesterday, day before, those pukes on The View? Now comparing female white Republican women who vote Republican are basically cockroaches.
Yep. The View is a television show. It's a television show with a bunch of really bad actors, including Whoopi Goldberg. To hear the nonsense that comes out of their pie holes to me, it's like, in what world? And Ted Cruz on there. Ted Cruz held his own. I can't believe he even went, but he held his own.
Here's what I want for Christmas. Just please for Christmas.
Okay.
Can we have Beth Dutton on The View?
Oh, thank you.
Guest?
I love it. I love
character,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another text, and will we ever find out who's responsible with the Supreme Court leak regarding the abortion decision?
Nope.
We won't. That's a forgotten crime, and get out of here for even asking. All right, let's go to John and Annetta on the Republican Party. John, what's on your mind, sir? Happy Friday.
That's a good idea. That's a good question to ask, Hovind. What do you guys, and Kramer too, what are you guys prepared to do about this? And I get a little worried when I start hearing Hovind talking about, you know, hey, there's certain things, the way things are done in Washington, and you can't send a bunch of new people in there and expect things to just get turned around.
Oh, really? Because that's what Trump did.
Well, I have a problem with a person like Hovind telling me that, because
we are
going to be voting this next week for them to do something.
Joe's with you, I'm with you, and
talk about how things are done in Washington, and I'm reminded of four election cycles where they told us, the Republican Party told us, that if we just gave them the majority, they were going to get rid of Obamacare. And then we heard nothing but excuses. Well, we're just one half of one third of the government.
Yep.
Well, doggone it. You know, if we pass it in the Senate now, then the president's going to veto it. Doggone it. We sure wish we could do it, but we can't. And then all of a sudden, you had 2 years where you had a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican president who would have signed it. And what did they do?
They unipartied it. Yeah, they unipartied it.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been dealing with. We've been dealing with the uniparty.
The Republican establishment
is
the biggest problem.
Well, John, I agree with exactly what you said. And the problem with the Republicans is they don't know how to street fight. They don't want to fight. And they've got to fight for us. And you're right. They tell us, just give us the power. We'll get this stuff fixed. And then it's a hem-ha. And that's why Trump scared the living daylights out of the Republicans, because they knew he was going to go in there and he was going to show them, look, it doesn't take all this time to get it done. I will get this done. And they, both parties, knew he was going to shake things up, and it terrified the living daylights out of them.
Spot on. And, you know, that, to one point on that you make about that's how it's done in Washington, this swamp isn't going to get drained overnight. And I'm totally with John on that, what Hovind said. Hey, you know, and you look at people like, I mean, geez, you can go down the list of Jim Jordan, of Rand Paul, of the senators and congressional members that are just have had enough. Lauren Boebert, I mean, some of the new ones, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they've just had enough. And the more, again, this isn't going to happen overnight, John, but my feeling is that the more that those folks get elected and those folks get in there, the more that the process and how it works in Washington will get changed.
Yep.
But until then, until guys like Mitch McConnell are hanging around, and Chuck Schumer and the rest of these swamp dwellers that have never done anything really other than work there, nothing's going to change. So, solid point, John.
You need more Christy Gnomes. You need more DeSantis.
Yep. And you're going to get
what's her name? Lake out of Arizona. These are the up and comers.
And well, when you look at those are governor races. What you look at Blake Masters? What Blake Masters is doing? What? These Senate races all over. This Fetterman thing.
How does this guy even have a chance? How does he? Oprah. I mean, we got to bring in Oprah to help him out. This guy is a walking disaster.
Now, can I say, I'm not. I have no problem with the fact that he had a stroke.
I
wish him well.
I hope
he recovers well. I'm fully confident that if he says he can do the job, and even though he's missing words and doesn't have thoughts sometimes altogether to respond to the debate questions, I believe that he could probably do the job no problem. My problem is that if you let him do the job,
he doesn't know how to do the job.
He's going to do what he does. He's going to let criminals out of prison.
Yep.
He's going to lower all of that no bail. He's a lunatic. Okay, whether he had a stroke or not, that's the bottom line.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Happy Friday heading into the weekend. Deer opener in North Dakota gets going here at noon. And then Minnesota tomorrow,
yeah.
Half hour before sunrise. This song, my friend, was number one.
Anne-Marie.
Yeah. Anne-Marie, baby. You needed me. What year?
Let's see. I'm going to go 78.
Nailed it.
Yeah. You know what? It's embarrassing, I know.
I know. That was a tough time for music.
Oh,
it was like that song in Wildfire by Michael Murphy.
Oh, no.
Let
me tell you a quick Michael Martin Murphy story. He played at the St. Louis County Fair, worked at the radio station. This is my hometown years ago.
Up in Hibbing?
Yeah, up in Hibbing. Yep. And he would do an intermission. Intermission, he introduced a brand new guy new to country music, and Travis Tritt was the guy.
Oh,
and
yeah?
So we're sitting there. My mom and I worked at the same radio station.
Yep.
And the handler said, hey, Travis is hungry. Can you guys run him over? Is there a fast food place or something? We're like, how much time do we have? Oh, he's got about an hour, hour and a half. Well, we'll take him over to the atrium. It's like a nice restaurant. So we went and brought Travis Tritt over. And my mom, Travis, one of his people, myself, got to take him out for dinner. And he was a great guy.
He is a good guy. Little dude. I didn't realize he's as little as he is.
But boy, long hair.
Yeah.
What a mullet.
Oh, he rocked the mullet.
Oh, he did.
No doubt about it. Coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios, final segment for What's on Your Mind today. Thanks to Scott Hennin for letting us sit in today, hang out, kind of throwing it against the wall, see if it sticks. Kevin is on the line. Kevin, what is on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. As a 100% service-connected disabled veteran living or dying with Persian Gulf War illness, I just wanted to placate to the citizens to get out and vote. Because of my situation and my disability of stating an oath to this Constitution, to this system that we find ourselves within, that I ask that you validate my existence and all of the other veterans that have paid the ultimate sacrifice in making sure that this system is what we have for our freedom and our liberty. So please, I encourage people to go out there and do their civic duty. And even if you do not like who's selected, just write in your own name. But please take that responsibility and vote. And if I may plug tomorrow at the Moorhead Public Library, I will be there from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock for anybody wishing to ask me any questions pertaining the mayoral race in Moorhead, Minnesota.
Oh, is this Kevin Shores?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, thank you for your service
thanks,
to
Kevin.
Our country. I know you've been through a lot. I know you and I in the past have gone rounds, whether it's on social media or the radio, but I do respect you for what you did for our country and what you continue to do. I think you're a good man, brother.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about having healthy conversation. It's okay if we don't disagree. What's not okay is when we let our egos get in the way and we start attacking each other because we're all in it together.
That's right. That's right.
Well, the first rule of negotiation, anger is your enemy. Mm-hmm. The enemy of all of it. So leave your ego, leave your anger, leave your temper, and have a conversation. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks
for your service.
You bet. Have a beautiful weekend.
You too. You know, we were talking about the races that are coming as we get ready to get out of here, and they're all over the country. One of the big ones, they're all over the country. Blake Masters is in a race in Arizona. J.D. Vance is another one in Ohio. And you're going to, if you listen to any of the stuff coming out of Biden's pie hole, it's all about threats to democracy and political violence and assault weapon ban. We're going to pass that again. And everybody
on the list.
Anybody that wants abortion needs to get on climate. But it's all anything that the conservative side of the aisle wants to get done, as we've heard about. Let's just stop. Maybe secure the border. Maybe get a hold on crime, the crime down. Maybe address the diesel pending shortage, the energy crisis that he's put us into. And J.D. Vance was on Tucker last night on Fox, and he's talking about this rhetoric of domestic, you know, the threats to democracy. Right? This was just brilliant.
We will have a majority in the Senate.
No, that's Tim's. Play the J.D.
When
Vance.
When people say that our democracy is under threat, what they typically mean is that people who are actually going to challenge the establishment might get an opportunity to govern, which is exactly what I think is going to happen in our race and in a number of other races.
Just what we just talked about.
Yeah.
You know, the opportunity to govern, to get in there and change things.
This is not about letting the will of the people determine elections. That's not why people are threatening. That's not why they're warning. That's not why they're censoring. The will of the people is to get back to common sense.
And where is the, you know, where is the all the voter intimidation going on? Where is all the people, where are they being allowed not to not to vote? They're setting records in Georgia.
I don't understand this push from the left that all these election workers are, they feel intimidated. What do you mean you feel intimidated? Why would you be intimidated?
If you're doing your job.
Exactly.
We've got people
making sure that, you know, things aren't going haywire. Text Travis Tritt, best show ever, Shooting Star, 2 hours country, 1 hour rock and roll.
Yeah, he can do it too.
Oh yes, he can.
The Biden campaign, or I don't know what you'd call it. He was in San Diego, and listen to just 13 seconds of him talking about, how dare anybody challenge him for giving out free money to pay off student loans to people who don't need it.
Instead of helping millions of working and middle class people.
with student debt, by the way.
Yeah.
They're suing me. Trying to block relief. No, not a joke. Who the hell do they think they are?
People that want accountability, sir. We want more talk on before you just go and spend more money and just do whatever you want to do. But,
exactly.
You know, take that into the weekend. Yeah. Hey. All right, brother. Great hanging out.
Hey, Kevin, song for the times. Ann Murray sure could use a little good news today.
There you go. Have a great weekend. We're out of here.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.